You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, you are powered by the SID Media. Do engage with us on +27 734 703 520. That number again is +27 734 703 520. So who says that role models have to be from the latest Instagram trends? Some of the most inspiring women are right now in the pages of the Bible. From Deborah's leadership to Ruth's loyalty, women throughout scripture have set the standard for strength, faith, and perseverance. So let's explore the power of female role models, both biblical and modern, and how they can shape the next generation of women to rise with purpose and confidence. We are joined on the line by my sister, Sister Chimwemwe, who's going to be helping us with this one. Good morning, sis. How are you?
All right, and how are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through to come and speak to us.
Thank you so much, sister. Thank you.
Indeed. Before we get into the crux of the matter, sister, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right. Our Father God in heaven, we humbly come before you this morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity that you've given to us, that we can talk about your word. We can talk about the role models that we can find in your word. May you inspire us. May you inspire the listeners. May you cover us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. You know, when we're speaking about all things role models, I always say, every time I have a conversation that includes role models, I'm saying, I have a problem with role models. Maybe it's because I never had one per se, you know, when I was growing up. I'm like, I have a problem with role models. But all the time, I just got blown away, you know, about the information that I uncover whenever we're speaking about all things role models. And now looking at the Bible, you know, who are some of those key female role models in the Bible that one can look at? You know, if I find that maybe a Linda who's next door, this one is not make sure when it comes to my role model, maybe I could go to the scriptures, you know, and find someone who could be my role model. Who are those people that we can look to, and what qualities do they have? Ooh, network.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You may continue.
Let me just go on the definition of a role model. Mm-hmm. Maybe on that one, we'll set a platform to understand who a role model is. And through the definition, are we able to find some from the Bible?
Mm.
So through my dictionary, we looked at a role model is referred to an individual whose achievements, behavior, or the way of life is emulated by others who also aspire to be at the level of the person. We will look at this person that may occupy a certain important position in the society.
Mm.
By occupying those important position in the society, we tend to aspire to be like them. So we have some from the Bible. I'll give you an example of Esther.
Hmm.
Esther, the famous one in the Bible.
Hmm.
Esther was so influential. You remember his uncle, Mordecai?
Mm-hmm.
He sent a message to her and he said, if you remain silent at this time, reverence and deliverance for the Jews will rise from another place.
Yeah.
Which is to say, Esther was influential at that time. I also thought of this prophetess, Anna, in the Gospel of Luke. She was so devoted, though she was an elderly woman, but she was devoted.
Mm-hmm.
She was a role model. She lived a healthy life. She gave discipline. She advised the other people. My last one.
Yeah.
That's Deborah.
Okay.
Deborah, this one could be a role model from the Bible as well.
All right.
Think of it that she was the major judge.
Oh.
And she was also the prophetess.
Yeah.
So Deborah, Esther, Anna, just to mention a few,
yes,
these ones, we can take them as role models in the Bible.
And I'm loving that, you know, that you also gave us a variety in terms of the people that we can look to, right? So now, how can having these strong female role models, especially from the Bible, you know, impact a woman's spiritual growth and daily life? Because sometimes you look at them and like, okay, I don't, you know, it doesn't affect me in a way. But looking at them, you know, when you mentioned the likes of your Deborahs, they, how would that, for example, impact me as Zanele, you know, on my daily life, my spiritual life, if I have her as a role model?
If you think of Deborah, I'll tell you that, okay, just like any other role model, sometimes if we look at the Bible, we look at it, maybe it's boring. These stories, they are the old-timer stories. But by looking at their life, by emulating what they passed through, by learning from them, you see that these ones, they can empower our faith, number one. They can inspire us to tell us that Christ-like life isn't boring.
Mm-hmm.
It is beautiful. Christ-like life, it will help us to understand how God used those ones. And they can equally the same use us. This life as role models, I look to it that it can also help us to visualize the future vision of ourselves. If we tend to follow the way, we'll be able to understand that, yeah, if God is to use me, I can change in the very same way Esther changed, Deborah changed, Hannah changed, Mary herself changed.
Yeah.
These ones, they can also, as role models, they can be recognized to give us full potential of women as spiritual leaders. You know, when we are role models, or when we learn from the Bible role models, for example, the ones I've just mentioned, then we are leaders in their time. So by looking at them, by reading their history as leaders of today, indeed, that one will help us, will shape us. And all you know, these ones, they had their own experiences, isn't it?
Yep.
Their experience, which they got through, this one can also help us. Though if we try to align ourselves with them, what they faced, the times they lived, is totally different from us. But looking at their belief and their value, that can also help and shape our faith.
I love that. I love that. So looking at, you know, the likes of these people, your Esthers, your Hannahs, your Deborahs, you know, what lessons can we learn from them as women in the 21st century? Because there are a lot of things that have changed, you know. What lessons can we learn about, you know, faith and resilience from these women? And we apply them in today's days.
Oh, yes, it's very applicable. You know, I'll give you an example of another role model like Hannah. If we read the story of Hannah, Hannah's story, it tends to revolve around her deep desire for a child. You know, Hannah had to go through the pain of infertility, you know? But then before all that, despite all that mockery that Hannah had to go through, her being childless, Hannah remained a devoted person, a devoted woman to God. So Hannah, she poured all her heart out to God in fervent prayer. And she vowed, remember, Hannah vowed that if God is going to answer that prayer, if God is going to give her the child, she is going to dedicate the child to God's service. So Hannah's experience, it resonates with the women today who may endure that agony of infertility, who are facing that longing for a motherhood, Hannah can be their inspiration. Hannah can help them. I can also give you another example of Mary. Mary of Bethany,
okay.
You know, Mary, for her, she had a deep devotion for Jesus. That Mary had to sit at the feet of Jesus, listening to his teaching. So when I look at this Mary of Bethany, her story, it reflects of the value of spiritual learning.
Okay.
There is the significance of the intimate communication with God. That one, it shapes us.
Mm.
That one helps us to sit at the feet of Jesus. So in today's modern way of living, we should also yearn for that deeper connection with Jesus and the life devoted to him that we have to prioritize. We have to prioritize the relationship with God, and above all, we need to sit at the feet of him, talk to him, relate with him, listen to him as a friend, through prayer as well as through reading of the word. My last example on that one could be Esther.
Okay.
Could be Esther. We talked of Esther as a role model. Esther was so courageous. She was living in that diverse life, diversity of time, a lot of things that were happening around the Jews. But if you look at Esther, she had to hide her identity, you know? She was living in the palace, but then her true identity was not known. So we can get a lesson from Esther. We have to know when to tell our identity. Because sometimes we tend to reveal our identity. Our greatest strength lies on when to choose, when to reveal our identity. Sometimes we just go about saying, oh, I am who, I am that, not knowing that we are endangering our own lives these days. And that strategic silence of Esther helped us. We have to time our information. When to give this information? Is this right for me to give this information? Esther did that, and it helped to save the Jews. So women of these days, we have to learn to go through that, and we have to be disciplined. Esther was so disciplined. It helped her, and it protected. After protecting, it saved the whole nation of the Jews.
I love that, because and you were right there. You know, I remember I'm digressing a little bit, but we'll be back. I remember when growing up, you know, I was still young then, everything else, but I was told that when women are pregnant, they don't say up until I think around 4 months or so. Or if you start showing, you just have to start showing, Jay. But you never told. We were cautioned about the thing. Even when you've grown up, don't tell people that you're pregnant and everything else. I was like,
But look at these modern women.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Ish.
They would show off. They would leave it on open. I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
3 days and so, 5 months and so. No. We need to hide our identity. It's protective. That secret protects us. That secret, it protects the uncertainties of the environment.
I think like now hearing you speaking about this, it just shows that it goes way back, you know, way back. And you know, our mothers were not just making it up, and there were reasons. And we can see that, you know, where it was coming from. Yeah. So if we're having, you know, the younger generation, you know, we call them the Gen Zs, the millennials. You know, these young us as well. I think, I don't know if I'm a millennial. I don't even know which generation I am, but I think I'm a millennial. Okay, I come back to the question. You know, because we're going to be sitting, someone might be listening, we're sitting there, and I'm like, okay, I hear you're speaking about your Deborahs, your Esthers. These are people that I read about, you know. I'm not seeing them, you know. They went through the issues, for example, because they didn't have the pressures of today. They didn't live in this economic climate we are in, you know, all of these issues here. But then now, if someone is going to come, you know, with those reasons, do we have examples, you know, of modern day Christian women, you know, who embody some of these values that we can look to or inspire to, you know? I think I have one that it's not my role model, but I do look, you know, I'm like, see this one, I think, you know. So do we have, and now in the age of social media, you know, some of them, we see them on those social media platforms. You're like, okay, maybe I can try following you. Maybe I can, you know, do all of those things. Do we have those modern people these days where we're like, this one, maybe I can give a try?
Yeah. I'll give you an example of not so modern, but I'll go to the modern ones.
Yeah.
Think of Mother Teresa. Okay. Mother Teresa, at the age of 18, she had that desire to become a missionary. We can emulate the same. We can plan. We can think of that. We can ask God to inspire us, to talk to us, so that at a certain period of time, we can become models like Mother Teresa at the age of 18. Imagine. If we ask the children, the girls of today, at the age of 18, who is your role model? Says, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. But then if we go to the modern world, think of Michelle Obama. Okay.
Okay.
She is a model to most of the girls because she's everywhere, everywhere, Michelle Obama. We can think of Oprah Winfrey. Okay. Oprah Winfrey. They say he's a model as well, though I don't listen much, but then she is a model to most of these girls.
Yes.
They can look up to that. And when I was thinking about that, I also said, it's not only these women. We can talk of our own mothers, okay?
Yes.
Our own mothers. It might not be your actual mother, but someone's mother, the way they carry themselves, the way they talk, the way they portray things, they articulate things, you can take that one as your role model. So mothers, parents, make sure that knowingly or unknowingly, we are role models. I was overwhelmed by a certain girl. That time she was 5. So when they were singing in children ministry choir, they were saying, I'm singing bass. Why? Because Madam Chimamanda Ngulika is my role model. Oh. Up to now, she sings bass in Dorcas. So I said, knowingly and unknowingly, you tend to be a role model to somebody. So we need really to look up to ourselves, how we carry ourselves, how we do our things. Then you never know whom you inspire.
True. I want to hear her sing when I visit her. I'm going to come. You know, but that's beautiful, though, you know, to see that, because sometimes we're looking at these role models and we're like, they are far away, forgetting that, you know, I love how you raise the issues of mothers, that we can even look at our mothers as well, you know. You can pick one or two things that you're like, you know what, my mom taught me this, or I saw my mother doing this, therefore, you know, I'm going to do it as well, because they're not just, there is things that we can learn from them. I'm super happy about that one, yeah. So as we wrap up, Mom, I'm going to ask that, can you please, you know, offer a word of prayer to us as women, you know, that we may live a life that will inspire the younger generation.
All right. But maybe before we pray, thank you so much, because this one also inspired me.
Yeah.
I said, though I've grown, I still have to look up to other people who can be my role models. And the best of it all is Christ himself.
Mm.
He is our role model in everything. May we close with a prayer. Our God and our Father who art in heaven, thank you so much that you give us this opportunity that we can discuss, that we can teach each other. Thank you so much that there are a lot of role models around the world. Some are close to us. Open our eyes that we can see and be able to learn from them. Thank you so much, Father God in heaven, for you are our model. Thank you so much that you gave us Christ to be our model on how we handle our matters. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that will always inspire us, teach us in our everyday undertakings. May you help us. May you educate us. May you teach us. May we learn from you forever and evermore. In Jesus' name we've prayed.
Amen and amen. Ma, thank you so much. It has been lovely. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much, dear sister.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.